Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Oh, my goodness. Another, like, holy cow. But that's the day and age in which we live. Holy cow, the FDA in a scandal. It truly is a scandal. And that's why the media really doesn't want to talk about it. Documents were released that reveal mass deaths from the vaccines. And they knew it. And that's why you heard all those reports about them saying they didn't want these documents released for 55 years. That's what the FDA was saying and requesting. And automatically, you know, when the FDA is saying, no, you can't see the studies that we have conducted about what these vaccines have done for 55 years. Yeah, we want 55 years before anyone can see what we've done. They knew. And remember, not all the documents have been released, by the way, folks. It's only the first portion of the documents that have been released. I believe they're going to release documents every, I don't know, in periods of time, sections of the documents. So, but just in the first release that the FDA did not want the public to see, and the media will certainly cover up and act like this doesn't exist, that this scandal doesn't exist, pretend like none of this is happening. All at the same time as you have these documents show that your own government knew how dangerous these vaccines, so-called vaccines that aren't even vaccines, are, would never have approval, would never pass muster, obviously. They're very, very dangerous, and they know that. They're not backing down. They're wanting to do more to you, and they're calling for boosters, and even with this information being revealed. Why? Because they can't stop what they've done. This is a globalist movement to conquer the world, and they have to go with it. So it doesn't matter that this comes out. They will just keep going forward, and they think, well, we control the media anyways. We control them, so they're going to do what we say anyways. And for the most part, they're 100% right on that. But at the same time as all of that, then you have Germany saying that they are going to lock down anyone who's unvaccinated, because vaccinated people are dying. Now think about that. Vaccinated people are dying, so we have to lock down the unvaccinated, because they're not dying, and they're making it very dangerous for the vaccinated people. Look at all these vaccinated people dying. You unvaccinated people, how dare you? Did we not tell you way a long time ago that this was going to happen, folks? That vaccinated people will be affected much worse whenever there's a variant or anything else coming forward. And I don't even think they've released the biological aspect weapon, if there is a biological weapon. And I think there probably is, and it will be released sometime in 2022, I think right after the Olympics, or at least they're going to wait till after the Olympics. I think that's when you're going to start to see something happen sometime. I don't know. That's a guess. But I've always been looking at after February of 2022, and they see like they are on a timeline. So they are going to have mandatory, in some countries in Europe, mandatory vaccination starting in February 1st. Have I not said it seems like they're on a timeline? And understand they're going to want to do this in America. Oh, and New York. See, the liberal safe haven where they can. New York is the testing ground, like Australia is the testing ground for the world. For America, New York is the testing ground because it's the safe place. That's where the most Democrat slaves live. People who do anything for the Democrat Party live in New York. So they're the guinea pig state to see. But they're not representative of the United States. That's why it's stupid. They think the United States is going to fall as easily as Australia. It's not. Because of the way our founding fathers made up this country, and because of our constitution, and because we actually still have a Second Amendment, whereas Australia does not. They lost their right to bear arms back in the 90s. That's a big difference. But they're going to do it in their safe havens where they know slaves live. A long time ago, I declared New York a slave state. I said it's a slave to the Democrat Party and to the globalist one world government that they are trying to implement. They are slaves in that state. And people thought that was over the top, but they're now trying to mandate that anyone going to school must be vaccinated, including private schools. So you might have a kid in a private school if you live in New York and you think you're okay. Nope, they're going to try to do it. Yeah, of course it's unconstitutional, but they know by the time you fight it in the courts. Folks, this is why I think this timeline is moving quick and something's going to happen in 2022. Because they're doing all these unconstitutional things in America, it tells me, and they know it won't hold mustard and eventually will lose in the courts. They know this. They are showing they have a timeline. They are thinking, we're going to get what we need accomplished before you can ever finally win in the courts. That's what they're doing. They're showing their hand by that. They know that none of these things will hold. Forcing private schools to vaccinate their students cannot hold any weight in courts. Even in liberal New York, it's going to be hard with you could have a bunch of corrupt judges in New York that just uphold it regardless of the Constitution. I guess that's possible. But then you have a Supreme Court sitting there that you could appeal to. So the point here is they're not acting like, you know, well, 2024 even will exist in America. They are acting like we're going to do all this because by the time 2024 comes around, there isn't an America for you to run to. There won't be a constitution for you to go to. That's how they're acting. That's how they're acting, not me. That's how they're acting. Understand, the left knows that they can't mandate private businesses to vaccinate people, yet they still went forward and they're trying to get people to do this, opening businesses up for massive lawsuits, but they're not worried about this. Why? Why are the big corporations not worried about this? Why aren't they worried about massive lawsuits? Because they're going to be liable. Because by the time this is all said and done, they think they'll have their global government in place and they'll be untouchable. So this is why usually I think things happen too quickly. So let me put that out there. I get out there and I think things happen too quickly, but usually they do eventually happen. So my timelines always are whenever I think, oh, it's coming quick. And then it does come, but it usually takes longer. This time when I'm saying it feels like it's coming in 2022, I don't know. I'm usually wrong on how quickly it comes. I want everyone to be aware. I'm not wrong on almost anything that I give you, but I am aware of my weaknesses. My weakness is I see all this and I always think it's going to happen because I'm foreseeing it for so long before most other people even see it, that I think it's going to happen quicker than it does. It sometimes takes a lot longer. I was like, oh, it dragged out way longer than I thought. So that's the one thing. I'm not good at predicting when it happens. I'm not good at that. In fact, I always think it's coming quicker than it happens. So if I'm thinking something's going to happen in 2022, the odds are it happens after 2022. Maybe I'll be right this time. There seems to be a lot of indication that something's going to happen in 2022. I'm talking about mass deaths, and they'll blame it on a variant, but it's really going to be because of the vaccine, of course. And the science backs that up. But I, you know what? Some of you are waiting. Look, I want to see more evidence about these documents released about the mass death of vaccines. Well, I'll give you InfoWars and Alex Jones. Take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the biggest news I've ever reported in 28 years. Remember how the FDA a few weeks ago didn't want a federal judge to let any of the Pfizer documents out from the first few weeks? They started the injections in January. In the first few weeks alone, thousands of people died and they knowingly covered it up and have now rolled it out against our children. The UK numbers are similar and their own regulatory agencies have had whistleblowers come out and document this, but now we have the actual reports. Here it is. Here's some of the screenshots out of it, dealing with it, that you will find in the report for yourself. Here's the original Reuters article talking about how they were trying to suppress it. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a premeditated attack. This is depopulation. It's meant to collapse society. It's meant to make the public panic and not take the shots. And then they all get fired and then all the industries collapse. This is how you destabilize and deindustrialize a country. We're covering it all in great detail with Dr. Zelenko and others today. You can find the live feed and the archive later at freeworldnews.tv. But whatever you do, get this information out. This could bring down their whole house of cards and will save millions of lives and hopefully save civilization. But now it's up to you to get this past the censors. And everybody that works at Twitter and Facebook and everywhere that censors this, you're crazy. This is in your interest to expose this and fight this. Please join humanity. Please stand up with us before AI fully takes over and you're even removed from the equation. This is your last chance to do the right thing and not have this evil on your soul. God bless you all.
Folks, I'm telling you, they can't go back. It's all, they have to go forward and implement the global government, and they're going to take the steps. And we already know what the steps are, and they're not going to go back. The real question isn't what happens to Europe. They're going to go into the global government. Their citizens are toast. They are going to be enslaved, and they are going to be forced to obey or take the mark. It's going to eventually turn into the mark system of the mark of the beast of the Bible, and tribulation is coming. The question is, what happens with America? That's always been a question for me, and looking at biblical prophecy. And I believe the indication is that America does have some sort of stand up, does make it very hard. And at some point, a surprise attack will happen on America. And I think this happens before the tribulation. And America is removed from the equation, which will open up the floodgates for the global government to finally do what it wants to do. In fact, it will open up even more so the mark system. They will use whatever the crisis is. If there's a nuclear fallout, let's say, in America, a nuclear war, where we're surprise attacked and just wiped out most of the major cities in the East Coast and West Coast, if that were to happen, they would just capitalize on that crisis. They wouldn't care, because remember, they're stripping the wealth of America right now anyways, and they are going to print money because they're getting ready to switch the financial system so that it's not based on the dollar. So they don't care about stagflation or inflation. And you're saying, don't Democrats even care? They're ruining money for their own kids. No, they know this system they're going to destroy. So what they're doing is giving themselves as much paper money. It's really not paper money. It's digital money anyways. But as much money as possible by printing money, so that they can buy up all the assets and then flip the system for the new world order global government, which is the beast system, which will be what the government that will be in control during the tribulation period that the Bible has always talked about, which always told people that they will not be able to buy or sell unless they take a mark showing that they are obedient to this government. The Bible has always said this, and you're seeing it being set up right now. What will happen to America? I can't guarantee you what will happen to America. We've got to fight, and we've got to stand up, and we'll see if God smacks America down. It's interesting. Look at how America's sins have been all exposed since Donald Trump. And notice Donald Trump's name, Trump. He's like the last Trump.